You're looking at eCloud by artist Nick Haffermass, Dan Goods, and Aaron Koblin, supported by Adobe Foundation.
My name is Nick Haffermass. I'm from Germany, I grew up in Berlin, and now I live in Los Angeles.
My name is Dan Goods. I was born in Alaska, and I grew up in Salem, Oregon, in Seattle, Washington, and now I live in South Pasadena, California.
The eCloud is a large hanging sculpture made from special tiles that can change shades from white opaque to transparent. The tiles are arranged in the form of a cloud, and the cloud is activated by the current weather from cities around the world. Artist Dan Goods explains.
So what we want to do is to create a cloud that would be affected by real-time weather from around the world. And so the sort of idea of this is that we take our eCloud and we place it into a city, and the weather of that particular city will affect the patterns that you see in the eCloud. So let's say that it's really windy in Chicago, and our cloud is in Chicago, then the patterns are going to look like it's really windy. And if we then take it to another city where it's raining, let's say Seattle, then it'll look like it's raining.
A black monolith with a dynamic display shows what city eCloud is reading at any given moment, as well as a list of cities to come. The eCloud is affected by real-time weather from over 100 different locations around the world. Artist Nick Haffermass talks about the inspiration for the artwork.
The inspiration for the eCloud actually comes from childhood memories. The fascination of your first flight, looking at dramatic cloud formations, that would inspire your fantasy. At the same time, we created the eCloud to become a landmark within the San Jose airport, which is in turn the gateway to Silicon Valley, the birthplace of the computer industry. So the abstract nature of the eCloud as a data-driven sculpture with a very natural fluid behavior symbolizes the combination of high technology of Silicon Valley with the vast open landscape and skies of the American West.
Additional appreciation goes to Jamie Barlow for project manager, International Rigging for fabrication and installation, Daniel Massey for programming, David Randall for electrical engineering.
Due to snow accumulation overnight,